Last year, Indianapolis was one of several U.S. cities selected to host a dialogue series aimed at improving civic relationships. WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with Spirit in Place Program Director Aaron Kelly about Civic Saturday discussions and what they hope to contribute.
How did Indianapolis become part of this discussion? Because I know it's national, correct?
It was 2018. Mm-hmm. The folks at Citizen University in Seattle put out a call for civic seminarians. That's what they called them. It was an application process. And what Citizen University was doing, this idea of creating a gathering, a nonpartisan gathering where we're not debating policy issues, but really digging to the underlying beliefs and values of what it means to be an American, appealed to me personally. And then the use of the humanities and the arts in the creation of these events meshed really well with Spirit and Place's mission. So I applied to head out to Seattle and was fortunate enough to be selected. And we've been running Civic Saturdays now since April of 2018.
Are there specific topics?
Sure. Well, it changes from mm-hmm. month to month. The way the Civic Saturday gatherings are structured, there's always some reading of some poetry. We sing together. There are some shared readings that are often rooted in historical texts or speeches. And then there's what we call a civic sermon. I mean, a sermon is a talk on morals, right? So it's a 20-minute or so talk. I deliver those. I write those. I'm usually inspired by what's going on in the world. So while we don't debate in Civic Saturdays. This mm-hmm. is about dialogue. This is about coming to the table with shared concerns, but bringing our authentic selves to the discussion. So while we don't debate issues, those certainly do influence what you're going to hear in the sermons, because we do, you know, live in a complex world that deserves nuanced conversation. So the topic changes from month to month. This month, I have been influenced by the continued reports of family separations along the border and, children being separated from their parents. So that definitely has influenced this next gathering that we'll be having.
I imagine that will stir up some interesting conversations.
Well, I hope so. I mean, what does it mean to be what does it mean to live in a democracy that purports equality for all and is rooted in these Enlightenment ideas that says we're all equal, but in our founding with slavery, that was never put into practice, and we are still struggling with putting that into practice. But it's 2019. You know, we've got to talk about this stuff in real ways and figure out how to achieve the American promise, because America is built on a promise. It's a promise that has never been fully realized, but we're obligated, I think, as Americans to push this country towards that promise.
Right. It's very good to have something like this where you can have open discussions among everyone and just have great dialogue.
Yeah, and that's our aim. And our aim is to also help people practice having these value-based conversations. So when they're sitting around the holiday table or they're talking with a coworker or a friend or someone, rather than immediately going into an argument of who's wrong and who's right and which side and blah, 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 let's pull it back a little bit and let's understand where these beliefs are coming from. Why do we value liberty one way and equality another? And how does that influence the way we see politics today? And let's put into practice maintaining our own humanity, but seeing the humanity in the person across the table from us.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Spirit in Place Program Director Aaron Kelly speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett. The next Civic Saturday discussion in Indianapolis takes place this Saturday, July 20th, at the Central Library.